Welcome to Soundscape. I'm your host, Eve Elliott. On this episode, I will be recording some sounds that you might hear in your kitchen. Once I gather the sounds, I'm going to compile them into two separate audio pieces that will hopefully portray two opposite emotions. First, let me give you a rundown of what the individual sounds are. I recorded the sound of the refrigerator opening and closing. Running water in the sink. Pressing buttons on the microwave. Opening the oven. Chairs at the kitchen table being pushed back in. Opening the kitchen cabinets. And a variety of other sounds. Now I'm going to start by combining the sounds to create a full audio piece. The goal of this first piece is to create something upbeat and energetic, something that will put the listener in a good mood. Now I'm going to re-edit and change up the order of some of the clips to create an audio piece that feels kind of sad and anxious. It really only took a few key edits to make these two completely separate audio pieces. By stretching out the audio in the second piece, I was able to slow it down a lot and really make it stand out from the first recording. Another one of the big differences between the two pieces was the pitch shifting that I did. On the first piece, I shifted a lot of the sounds up to create a brighter tone and just make it seem happier overall. For the second piece, I shifted a lot of the sounds down to make them sound darker and a bit more tense. One of the things I really like is the difference between the sounds of the microwave beeps in both of the recordings. In the first recording, other than shifting the pitch, I really didn't edit them much, and they sound very sharp and loud. For the second piece, I shifted the pitch down and added a lot of reverb to make the buttons sound a little more ominous and hollow. I feel like they really add a lot of tone to each piece and make the differences between the two pieces more clear. To really exaggerate how different the tones of the pieces are, I'm going to pair each piece with the same clip of ambient noise and then play them back to back. Since the theme of this episode is sounds that you'd hear in the kitchen, I found some cafeteria noises to play with my audio pieces. Here's the cafeteria noise paired with my first audio piece. Now here's the same cafeteria sound paired with my second audio piece. The quick, upbeat sound of the first piece makes the cafeteria sound warm and inviting. On the other hand, the creeping pace of the second audio piece makes the cafeteria sound stressful and frantic. Adding the neutral sound or the cafeteria noises really helps you hear the contrast between the two audio pieces. It was really cool to hear how many different ways the sounds could be edited and how even the smallest edit can create an entirely different tone for the sound. Thanks for listening to this episode of Soundscape. For more podcasts like this one, go to whje.com.